Thanks for being with us on a very special edition of NBL Now. It's one that's got a little bit more passion associated with it as well, because Game 2 of the Championship Series is Friday night in Tasmania at My State Bank Arena. You cannot get a ticket. There is not one more available for the game. And I know one man who, I actually don't know if he's going to be there, but he'll be watching the game very, very closely, of course. He's one of the NBL's finals ambassadors and a proud Tasmanian, Jack Riebolt. Jack, thank you for joining us on NBL Now.
Thanks for having me, Jack. I appreciate it.
Have you got a ticket for Friday night?
No, I'm not going on Friday night. I'll be over on the mainland, on the big island, over in the over Bass Straits, watching on ESPN, I think. So I'll be cheering hard. I think I went to game one, which from Jackie's point of view was a little bit disappointing. But yes, looking forward to seeing a full My State Bank Arena down there and them hanging from the rafters and giving the Melbourne United boys the welcome they deserve.
What is that welcome going to look like? I think we're all interested to know.
I'll tell you what. I'm trying to think of the Sydney Kings coach, Chase Buford, was it? Or
yep.
He got an interesting reception last time. We also played the Kings in the finals there last year. But I don't think there's any love lost for Dean Bickerman down there. And they will come for him. So it is going to be on for young and old. And it is going to be fantastic to watch on TV. And I'm sure it's going to be fascinating.
Is the term Little Island, is that like a little touch point? Is that a trigger point for Tasmanians?
Yeah, you know what? I bloody love Scott Roth. And I love how he came out and just defended it. And he called it as he is. There's been, when you are, a little island off the tip of a mainland, there is little, like, jokes and whatever there is about Tasmanians. And I loved how Scott Roth came out and just called it as it is. It says, those people down there, people in Tassie have been downtrodden for so long. They're in the butt of jokes. But he came out and he talks about defending the island. He's defending us, which is fantastic. I absolutely admire him and love that he's so passionate about the state of Tasmania and the Jack Jumpers.
Good time for Friday night's game as well, isn't it? I mean, it's been a massive week for Tasmanian sport with the announcement of the AFL team's colours and the jumper and the design and all that sort of stuff. You were down there. How is the feeling in Tassie sport right now?
Well, it's exciting. It's obviously big time in Tasmania. The state elections on the Saturday following the game on Friday night. I think from a tactical point of view for the JJs, it's actually probably coming at a good time, just having a week off. Back-to-back travels to Perth and then to Melbourne for game one gives them a bit of a chance to freshen up. But in the sporting landscape in Tasmania is thriving at the moment and so exciting. And I mean, the football team, which I work for and have been a part of, obviously the brand identification of that and the building of the culture down there and the community engagement strategy has ticked over well over 100,000 members, which is fascinating. Like, it's just blown our absolute minds, considering we were hoping to get 40,000 members by the end of October this year, and we probably had 40,000 within the first 40 minutes. And it's incredible. And I think that there's just this thirst for live sport in Tasmania and Tasmanians representing Tasmania on their own soil. So the Jack Jumpers are a brilliant case for us and a great industry and for us to role model ourselves off. So we've been working hand in hand, and I've exchanged a few text messages with Christine Finnegan and she's been so amazing just with the way she's spoken about the JJs and even now passing on congratulations to us. But certainly we've learned a lot from the JJs in our very short existence as an organisation.
So when you think about the Jack Jumpers, Jack, 3 years, this is their second grand final series. There was a semi-final series in there as well. I'd argue it's as good a debut for an Australian sports team maybe as we've ever had, or certainly in quite some time. What are you seeing as a Tasmanian, but also as a former elite athlete? What do you see in the Jack Jumpers organisation that even from an outside looking in, you can just tell that they're getting right?
Oh, I think it comes down to certainly there's the way you treat your fans and the way you treat your community, and that's been done from day dot by Scott Roth. But I also think there's some really cunning recruitment as well. So I look at guys like Josh Maget, who could not have fitted more seamlessly into the community there. Saw a photo of Anthony Drimmick the other day just in his backyard with his kids, and he looked like It looked like your typical Tasmanian. It just looked like he was at home. I know Clint Steindl was the same. Jack McVeigh, like I chat to these guys a little bit, and they're embedded in the Tasmanian community, and they buy houses down there, and they want to live there, and they see the magic in it. In an industry which can be a bit transactional sometimes, professional basketball, probably more so than a lot of other industries, sporting industries in the world. And I reckon they've just nailed that. They've absolutely nailed the character. And an example of Milton Doyle this year when his father passed, it's like you could feel the mourning around the state that this guy from America who's come down to play for the JJs is quietly spoken, goes about his business, is an absolute star of the competition, but still looks outside of himself to make other players great. That outpouring of emotion when that sad event happened and Milton's mum jumped on Twitter and just spread the love again. I look at that and it's and all you want to do is you want to just bottle that up and just take a sip of it every now and then or just sprinkle it over the top of an organization. And probably for us as the football club, as the Devils, is we're looking to emulate that, and it's so special. And you can't do it on a big scale. You've got to have a smaller sort of more community-based place to do it. And Tassie's the perfect environment for that.
Now, you mentioned there's a state election on Saturday. Is Scott Roth running or should he run? Would he get voted?
He would win by an absolute landslide. I don't care who he'd be up against. And whatever party he was in, he would win by an absolute landslide. I think I've described him as the Pied Piper. But even that, like I've seen Scott Roth walking through the Taste of Tassie at Christmas time, and just he's so engaging with the public, and he's a great leader, and that's all you can ask for. And it's fascinating as I've been travelling around Tasmania, which I've been doing in my role for the football club for a period now. I've been meeting people that aren't born and bred Tasmanians there. The people that have come from the mainland or even overseas, and just the question I ask them is, when did you feel like you were Tasmanian? And some people it's a couple of years, some people it's a couple of minutes, and they go, I belong here. And it'd be a great question to ask Scott is, does he see himself as a Tasmanian yet? He's been there for 3 years now, or nearly 3 years, and the attributes that he exemplifies are pretty much the same that we've come up with and that we've seen in the Tasmanian public as we've been traveling around and just chatting to everyday folk that live all over the island.
Now, I'm talking to you as a fan, not an NBL ambassador here. What's the feeling? Can what happened on Sunday turned around for Friday night?
Oh, look, I've been steadfast in probably the last sort of 6 to 8 weeks is that I think the Jack is a win, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was within four games. That's the sort of confidence that I hold in the Jack Jumpers. And for me, I think it's just a nut they need to crack. And once they crack, and hopefully that's my state on Friday night in front of the big crowd there, I reckon they'll figure out Melbourne. Now, I have no absolute knowledge about basketball, but I've just got a feeling. And I'm happy to go with Kath and Kim style, the feeling in my waters. That it could be the Jackies in four. And the caveat or side note to this is that I'm going to be in Tasmania on the 28th of March, which would be game four. I fly in the morning. I've had a pre-planned family holiday back home to the shack for the Easter long weekend. And by gosh, I would love to be there when they win. And I've already told my eldest daughter, Poppy, that they would have a parade through the streets of Hobart, Launceston, Devonport, and basically every town in Tasmania if the Jackies were to win.
So there's motive. You needed to go to four so that you can get there on the 28th. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm working game three for Fox Footy, so I won't be able to make it to game three and obviously game two on Friday night.
Jack, thanks for being with us. It's been great to have you as part of the NBL Finals Ambassadors Program as well. But your love for the Jack Jumpers shines through with what we've been talking about, and it's been a big week in Tassie sport. And roll on Friday night. It's going to be a great night.
Yep, bring it on. Looking forward to the little island beating the big island. It's very exciting. Thanks for having me.
We'll see how it all pans out. Thanks for being with us on a special edition of NBL Now.